This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, October 16th. God's word for you today is strong case. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1. And it says, "In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, 'Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live.'" The judgment has just been delivered to Hezekiah by the number one prophet in the land. For many people, that is a death sentence, but not Hezekiah. When Isaiah finished the prophecy, he turned and left. But Hezekiah turned, faced God and said in Isaiah chapter 38 verse 3, "Remember, O Lord, how I have always been faithful to you and have served you single-mindedly, always doing what pleases you." Then he broke down and wept bitterly. What Hezekiah was saying to God, in other words, is that he was not ready to go yet. God says that it will satisfy you with a long life, right? Who determines whether you are satisfied or not, whether you are full or not? The person providing the food or the person eating the food? So, until you are satisfied, you should not die. Most of the Christians that I know who have gone actually decided to go. For a lot of them, once they catch a glimpse of heaven, that is it. Sometimes, what God will do to them is he will show them heaven and say, "Choose one." Most times, they choose to leave earth behind and be taken up. Then they have been satisfied. I know quite a couple of people who went home like that, but Hezekiah said he was not ready. Your service to God can save you from death. That is what we see in the case of Hezekiah. He could confidently say to the God of heaven, "You are going to miss me on this side of eternity." And God said, "That is true." So, God said to Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 5, "Go back to Hezekiah and tell him, 'This is what the Lord, the God of your ancestor, David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life.'" Hezekiah brought a strong case to God. I sometimes say to God, "Lord, help me, because if I am in trouble, you do not have many children like me. You know that." Can you say that to God? I say to God, "Lord, you know that not many people are like Femi Monet. Not many people are serving you the way I am serving you. I am just letting you know. I have precedents in the Bible, and things began to change. I say to my father, 'Father, if XYZ happens, you are going to miss me.' The truth is, you should be relevant to God's heart." Do not get me wrong. Nobody is indispensable. Nobody is irreplaceable. That is not what I am saying. What I am saying is that as much as nobody is indispensable, God loves and needs all of us, and he enjoys all of us individually. God must have that individual enjoyment of your life while you are on earth, so that you can call on it if you need to, and it will speak for you. Let us pray. Father, I pray that my life will produce sweet grapes that will consistently bless the heart of the Lord and delight my King, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.